This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you want to contribute to the conversation or have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs or a challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our third segment at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to Will Sharon about his book, Dreaming in the 21st Century. Will is a therapist who has got a very interesting take on dreaming as a source of unlimited data for helping us live our lives. We'll talk to Will Sharon about dreaming in the 21st century in his book, Dreaming in the 21st Century, in our third segment, and we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. In our next segment, if you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All have longevity products up, as well as a Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, be your own boss, work out of your home, and have a spare income, or even a regular income. A lot of folks are just making their living by helping people understand and use and purchase longevity products. If that sounds intriguing to you, if you're interested in having a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if nutrition has helped you, if the longevity products have helped you, and now you want to pay it forward, please think about starting a longevity business for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, Will Sharon is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about dreaming and his book, Dreaming in the 21st Century. We will now continue talking about my favorite subject in the world of nutrition, which is the subject of lipids, i.e. fats, oils and fats. And when we talk about lipids, we're talking about phytonutrients, that is plant nutrients and pigments. If you've heard how important it is to eat your vegetables, pretty much what you've heard is how important it is to eat your fats. We don't really think of fats and vegetables in the same sentence or as similar concepts or related concepts, but indeed, the power of the vegetable is in the fat. Even though if it doesn't look like it's fat, celery has fat in it. The stalk of celery has fat in it. Cucumber is fatty. Pepper, a bell pepper, 98% water, 97% water, still 3% fat. And the chlorophyll and the magnesium and the plant nutrients and the adaptogens are located in the fatty part of the bell pepper or the fatty part of the cucumber or the fatty part of the celery or asparagus or broccoli or whatever the veggie we're eating. We don't really think of veggies as being fatty, but they are. And I'm not talking about necessarily avocados. Everybody knows those are fatty.
avocados, by the way, are fruit. But vegetables we don't tend to think of as fatty. But whenever you see color, you're seeing fat, because the pigment lives in the color, or lives in the fat. That's why you got to braise your vegetables. That's why you want to steam your vegetables. That's why you want to lightly wok or fry or lightly in oil or butter or coconut oil. Yes, butter and coconut oil. Not vegetable oil. You never want to cook your vegetable oil. But if you braise your broccoli with butter, you will release those fats. I have been talking about this for years, how important it is, especially for women, or especially as we get older, and especially for older women. Why? Because there's a very important relationship between skin health and these fatty pigments. If you find yourself hyperpigmenting, if you find yourself sun sensitive, if your skin is sensitive to the sun, if your skin is sensitive to retinol or topical products, if your skin is just sensitive, the chances are pretty darn good you have a fat metabolism problem where you're not getting enough of these adaptogens, these lipid adaptogens that are found in plants. And that's why steaming your veggies or braising your veggies lightly in coconut oil or butter is so helpful and so important, especially as we get older. There's also a very interesting supplement that we hardly ever talk about. I talk about a little bit on this program, but you don't hear a lot of people talking about betaine. Betaine HCl, also known as trimethylglycine. Trimethyl means there's three methyls stuck onto a glycine, which is an amino acid. Really, really important amino acid. Betaine, which is a metabolite of another, betaine is not a nutrient really, it's a digestive aid, we'll call it. It's got some nutritional value for sure, but it's derived from something called choline. I plan on talking a lot about choline. We've talked a lot about lecithin on the show, and I'm always telling people, use lecithin as a nutritional, as a dietary supplement. It's not really a nutrient per se, but it's a dietary supplement. It helps you digest your food. Plus, it's a source of phospholipids, these phosphorus lipids that we talked about last week that conduct electrical energy and are important for people who have multiple sclerosis or nerve disorders or neuropathies or brain health issues, mental health issues, dementias, Parkinson's disease, Tourette's syndrome. All these neurological issues are at least partially the result of dysfunctional conduction of nerves. They are the result of dysfunctional conduction of nerves. And using lecithin as a supplement can help. Now, lecithin is made up of these phospholipids, and they've got various names. It's a kind of a complex of phospholipids, and they've got various names. One of them is called phosphatidylcholine. It's a form of phosphorus attached to this really, really interesting nutrient called choline. Choline is considered an essential nutrient. Your body can't make choline, but it's considered an essential nutrient. It doesn't really have a class. It's not like a vitamin, although it is sometimes lumped in with the B vitamins. And choline gets turned into betaine. And that means that when you take lecithin, you're going to get your choline, and you're going to get your betaine, and it's going to help you digest your fats. And that's exactly what betaine does. It's a digestive aid for lipids. From the journal Nutrients, betaine supplementation enhances lipid metabolism and improves insulin resistance in mice fed a high-fat diet. That means if you're eating a lot of fat, you can, and we're all eating a lot of fat, and there's interesting reasons for that. You can support your body's ability to process fat by using betaine. Where are you going to find betaine? Well, I'll tell you one place where you're going to find betaine. Betaine HCl is in the ultimate enzymes from longevity, which are an extremely valuable nutritional supplement. Of course, not only are you going to get the betaine, you're also going to get digestive enzymes, and especially pancreatic enzymes, as well as digestive enzymes, specifically lipase, are also important for helping you process fats. And when you consider that almost all chronic degenerative diseases, in fact, probably all chronic degenerative diseases, have at their core some kind of lipid dysfunction, fat dysfunction, you can see why supplementing with the ultimate enzymes is not just important for the digestive system. It's important for all chronic health challenges. It's not a fundamental part of the Healthy Start Pack. I'm not sure if it's in any of our packs. It might be in the digestive pack. But it's so important, not just for digestion, but for all health challenges because of this betaine connection, this choline connection, this lecithin connection, and also the connection and the relationship between chronic degenerative diseases and fat digestion, assimilation, and metabolism. All right, and that includes cancer, which I'll talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we've got Will Sharon coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Dreaming in the 21st Century. He's got an interesting take on using dreams as a source of information. We will talk to Will at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls. This segment, if you're on hold, hang tight. 844-236-6010 is our number. So we've been talking about this whole idea of fats and lipids. It's a distinction you don't hear a lot of people making, which is unfortunate. because number one, we're all fat deficient unless we're really taking care of ourselves. Number two, fats are hard to process, especially as we get older. And number three, all chronic degenerative diseases, including aging, by the way, and skin diseases, are linked to problems with fats. If you have, I've been in the skin business for many years, and people always ask me, what's one thing I could do, or what's an important thing I could do for my skin? And while I don't really like that question, and I try to avoid it, and you know, tell people there's not one thing, there's not one nutrient for everything. If I had to, my back was pushed up against the wall, and I had to say, I would say essential fatty acids, and I would generally say fats because the skin is a fatty organ. So eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, dermatitis, sensitive skin, acne, pretty much all. Skin health challenges can be resolved, or at least partially resolved, by working with fats, supplementing with fats, and making sure you're getting your fat digestion needs handled with things like betaine and lipase and pancreatin. That means if you have any chronic health challenge, and that includes skin diseases, get on the ultimate enzymes. And if you have cancer, or if you want to avoid cancer, in many ways, cancer is a fat metabolism issue. In fact, there are people that will tell you, there are people who know, that changes in how we process fats are the most prominent metabolic feature of carcinogenesis, cancer. This is from an article in the journal Cell Metabolism. Greasing the wheels of the cancer machine. The role of lipid metabolism in cancer. Quote, altered lipid metabolism is among the most prominent metabolic alterations in cancer. Unquote. When we don't process our fats correctly, we can't make cell membranes. And as I've said it so many times, you know, I hate to beat a dead horse, but man, that cell membrane, a million times smaller than a flea, a million times thinner than a flea, 1.5 million times thinner than a flea. To be exact, pseudo-exact, it's lipid, it's oil, it's an oil slick. If you could zoom in to the microscopic nature to where you're smaller than the membrane, it would look like an oil slick. And this oil slick is organized and structured, and this organized and structured oil slick is the inside world, the cellular insides world, window to the outside world. The oil slick, the cell membrane, tells the inside what's happening on the outside. And what's on the inside affects the genetics. And so if there's a dysfunction on the outside and you're not communicating to the inside, the genetics is going to be changed. And ultimately, that's what cancer is. Cancer is not just a lipid metabolism issue, it's a cell membrane issue. And there's not going to be a cure for cancer, people. And there's not going to be a cancer vaccine. There's no magic to defeat cancer anymore. There's a magic to defeat other health challenges, including viruses. I laugh inside and cry at the same time every time I hear some knucklehead politician or knucklehead politician doctor. You notice I said politician doctor. That is doctors who work for the government or doctors who have a political agenda that they're promoting, telling us to wear masks and get vaccinated. Instead of telling us to work on our cell membranes and work on our fats. I silently laugh and I silently cry at the same time. I laugh at the stupidity and I cry at the stupidity of what passes for conventional wisdom when it comes to how we take care of our bodies. Get yourself on the EFAs. It's the best antiviral supplement or antiviral substance you could put in your body, along with vitamin C and zinc and vitamin A and all the other fatty nutrients and fatty minerals. That's also important, by the way. Zinc and selenium have a sort of fatty nature to them. And they go together with fats, and they're absorbed. They require bile. By the way, calcium it requires some bile absorption, too. Just taking a calcium supplement or even a zinc supplement or other nutritional supplements doesn't guarantee absorption if you're not processing your fats. Just another reason, by the way, to keep your gallbladder, if you can keep your gallbladder, or to take care of your gallbladder if you have it, or to make sure you're using fat processing nutrients if you've had your gallbladder taken out. If you had your gallbladder taken out, I get this question all the time. I'll just say this and then we'll get to our phones. Lecithin granules, betaine HCL, digestive enzymes that feature pancreatin or maybe even extra pancreatin, and Swedish bitters or stomach bitters to stimulate digestive juices. You're still making bile, by the way, even if you don't have a gallbladder, but you're not storing it. The gallbladder is a bag that stores the bile, builds it up, and then when you eat fatty foods, the gallbladder dumps its contents into the upper part of the intestine as the food drops out of the stomach into the intestine. If you don't have your gallbladder, you're still going to get a little trickle of bile coming out for the liver. And oh, by the way, bile, because fats, toxins are deposited in the fatty part of the body, bile is a major detoxing substance. And if you had a gallbladder taken out, or if you have any gallbladder problems, you're not going to be detoxifying as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Let's say good morning to my friend Robert in Nevada. Robert, good morning. Where you been, buddy? I know you got something interesting for us today.
Well, it's a little challenging getting your show, Ben, now that you changed the format, but that's the way it is. So anyway, okay. Yeah. I read a pretty interesting short article about viruses, and I came away with this understanding, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But viruses, first of all, are not alive. They're inert. They're just...
They're things.
Yeah. And they're basically created by cells in order to get rid of trash or
You're on the edges there. Is that what you were going to ask me? Let me tell you about viruses. All right. So here's the deal with viruses. We call them viruses, and it's unfortunate that the word virus has gotten conflated with a living thing or an entity. Even if we don't say they're living things, we kind of think of them as critters. They're not critters. They're just molecules that have been, that are, for whatever reason that nobody knows why, these molecules are wrapped around in a coating. They're molecules wrapped in a coating, period. No brain, no organization, no nothing. But here's the thing about the molecules. The molecules are no random molecules. They're what are called nucleotides. Have you heard that term? All right, let me tell you about nucleotide, okay, because this is really important. Nucleotides, which are found everywhere on every millimeter of substance on Earth, whether it's water or earth or air, has nucleotides in it. Nucleotides, when they're strung together, become DNA, genetics. Mm-hmm. Nucleotides are the building blocks of genetics. And these building blocks of genetics that are wrapped around with a coating are everywhere. And sometimes these little nucleotides are found in the cells, and the cell will excrete it wrapped around in a little bubble. And these nucleotides with bubbles are similar to the parts of viruses because viruses are the same thing. And to this day, we don't know if the so-called viral particles that are in the body are not just cells spewing out waste material, waste nucleotides. It's really fascinating and complex and just brilliant how the whole system is organized. But the stupidity of conventional wisdom doesn't take these things into account and sees the virus as some kind of evil entity that we have to kill and we have to hide from and duck under our beds and pull the covers over our heads. It's absurd. It's absurd. I'm going to call. I'll continue talking about it on the next Bright Side. Thanks for bringing that up, Robert. I appreciate it. Will Sharon coming up.
You've seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge sees Judge Amy Barrett as a pristine candidate, and she tells Fox News the most qualified. She also says it's a shame Democrats have turned the special event into political fodder.
Well, it's a shame that it's become so political because no one is more qualified than Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on Supreme Court. And we saw that during the hearings as she held up that book. blank piece of paper. She knew the law, she knew where she stood on issues, and she also followed the Ruth Bader Ginsburg rule with no preview. And that's why it's just such a shame that Democrats want to politicize her nomination rather than recognizing her as one of the most, if not the most, qualified individual to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States.
The full Senate vote is scheduled for 7:26 p.m. Eastern. We'll pass along the information when it becomes available. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And finally, we have our priorities straight. Oreo has stored cookies in an almost indestructible vault just in case that asteroid hits in early November.
Yes, this asteroid is real. Asteroid 2018 VP1 will pass Earth on November 3rd.
Sometimes I'll check Twitter just to see what people are saying about Oreos. On October 3rd, I came across a tweet unlike any I had ever seen before. It said, asteroid coming for Earth, who will save the Oreos?
I've been in the cookie business for 23 years. I've never had a chance like this.
Then we heard about the global seed vaults. They store all of the seeds for humanity in case of a huge disaster.
I received a call with a strange request from Oreo to build a vault that works just like the global seed vault. I'd hate for the world to lose Oreo cookies. It's a big responsibility.
The Mylar packaging is impervious to different chemical reactions, air, and moisture, and can keep the cookies really fresh even after a number of years have passed. The asteroid is only the size of a refrigerator. Mmm, milk. And Oreos, what a great deal. The World Series moves on as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. The win gives the Dodgers a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is on Fox Tuesday. Announced pitchers are Valdez and Romo. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter for setting that up, Peter in the UK. You can also check out our archives at BrightsideBen.com, and of course the Longevity products are up at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, interviews, lots of good health information, all free stuff. And we'd love to have you click on the Join the Team link if you want to start yourself a home-based business. BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And while you're on your computer, make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at TruthTreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty, and you'll never find preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. And you can check out our now approaching 1,300 four- and five-star reviews at truthreview.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Will Sharon is a therapist, and he studies dreaming and dreams, and has got some interesting input and interesting take on dreams. His book is Dreaming in the 21st Century. Will says, what if in an age of unlimited data and distractions, we've overlooked the most accurate, timely, and relevant source of information we have, which is our dreams? Please welcome to the Bright Side, Will Sharon. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm awesome. So you are not just a therapist, and you're not just a health or a mind coach or psychology coach, I guess you'd say, but you're also an actor. And I wonder if there's
I wonder
if there's a relationship between dreaming and acting. Like, are we when we're in our lives, are we actors? Are we acting like somebody's acting? And is a dream a movie?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting analogy. I hadn't thought of before, but yeah, basically what we do is we are the writer, director, and executive producers of our dreams. I mean, they come from us, from our imagination. So we act characters in our lives, and we create characters put in our dreams to basically be half of a conversation that we're having with ourselves.
Dreaming is so fascinating to me because when we dream, it seems like there's all these other people and events and things and stuff happening in the dream, but it's all happening in our mind. Is there an analogy between dreaming at night and our real life? Is everything, because everything's happening in our minds anyway in real life, even though we project it outside of us in the same way. Aren't we dreaming when we're awake?
Well, you know, in a funny way, it would be good if we were. I think what's happened in our culture is that we've gotten ourselves in a position where if we can think about it, it's real, and if we can't think, in other words, cognition, if we can't make sense of it, then it's something else and it's less important. But, you know, the point you're making is very accurate. What happens during the day is we have many different states of being. Our emotions are one particular state of being, and you can, you know, when somebody gets upset, you can say, well, they're not making any sense. No, they're not, but they're feeling something. And that's what a dream is. It really comes from your imaginative, emotional life. And what I always say to people is, you know, it really is half a conversation. It's not like you want to go into the dream world and stay there. It's the dream world feeds your waking life, your cognition. And one idea is that your thinking needs to be the gardening tool of your soul. That is to say, you need a container, a context. Who are you? What are your values? How do you operate? Then thinking is useful. But again, many times in this culture, and I'm sure you find it in the work you do, people give up their sovereignty. They hand themselves over to something else and say, okay, fix me. But it doesn't work that way, you know?
That's so true.
You know? Yeah.
So our dreams are like if used correctly, they could be like our therapist.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, here's an idea about the word therapist. So I was a therapist, then I became a coach. And there's the fundamental difference in the model is where do you start from? And there are going to be some therapists listening to the show who get upset because there are some therapies that don't start from the problem. But historically they do, right? Why do you go into therapy? Because you have a problem. In the coaching world, you don't have a problem. You have an agenda. You want something.
Uh-huh.
And it usually starts from what you don't want. That's where we all start, right? What I have sucks. I don't like this. I want something else. Okay. But we move pretty quickly into, okay, let's figure out what you do want. And that is really where the process of dreaming comes in, because your dreams will inform you. Your dreams know about your ego. Yeah. Your dreams know about your ego, but not particularly interested. Okay. They're about who you are and what you want. And, you know, people say to me, yeah, but my dreams are like, they're frustrating and I don't know where I am and I can't get something done and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because what you're doing is expressing how you're organizing your experience in your waking life. That's what a lot of dreams are. That's why they're so uncomfortable. And the implicit question is, okay, this is how you're doing it. Is this how you want to do it?
Are you saying
no?
Are you saying we actually want things? Like from a subconscious place, we're not aware of what we want, and we want things that maybe don't serve us?
Okay, there's two things there. One is, I think many times what we actually want in the essence of desire and eros and who we are is too frightening for us. You know, Marianne Williamson has that wonderful quote about, you know, the thing that terrifies us the most is who we really are.
Right.
So that's one idea. The other one is, you know, there are some ideas out there that we have something called a self-critic or a saboteur, and we want to get something done, and this holds us back. And I think that's not a useful idea. So let me give you an example. Let's say a little girl grows up in a family where her father is a complete misogynist and tells her to sit down and shut up and not interested in your opinion. But she's smart, so she does well in school. She graduates from a good college. She gets a great job. She works hard. And she gets to a point where they recognize her talent and promote her to a level in the organization where people are going, okay, tell us what your ideas are. Well, she had a strategy as a little girl that said, okay, the way I stay out of the way of this guy is to be quiet, not say. All right? Now, people would say, all right, when she grows up and she won't say what she thinks, that's her saboteur. What I would say is, no. That is a part of you that was absolutely brilliant as a child.
Yeah. Functional.
Right. It's just not serving you now. So honor it. Don't denigrate it. Honor it for the fact that you figured out how to survive.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but when you say you have these dreams, and these are very common dreams, of frustration, you lose your keys, you lose your car, you know, that kind of feeling, I have to do something, I missed a class. That's a very fundamental dream. Is that the dream telling you that that's how you're living your life?
Yeah, that's the dream that's telling you. I mean, a lot of people have those kinds of dreams repetitively, okay?
Yeah.
I have them where I take a class and I'm about to graduate, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like an archetype.
It was a reminder to you that, okay, you're doing well in life, but guess what? You still hold this belief. It's still there. And what's useful at some point, because at some point these things are hardwired, right? Like that little girl, it's always going to be there. But what you do is you have other experiences that crowd that formulation out. You get more and more experiences that say, oh, I can speak. I can say my thoughts. Doesn't mean that, you know, that idea that you can is going to go away, but it does have much room to operate anymore.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about an idea of collective dreaming, dreaming as a culture and what's happening in the world today, how that relates to if there's a thing called collective dreams. We got Will Sharon, Dreaming in the 21st Century. We'll be
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Will Sharon. His book is Dreaming in the 21st Century. Will, when you talk about dreams, do you mean specifically dreams, like literally the thing that happens at night when you have this imaginary experience? Or are you talking about dreams kind of metaphorically? Like dreams and visions and collective dreams as a cultural phenomena. How do you mean dreams, or do you see it as covering all of that?
Well, I mean, initially, until this year, most of my work was about specifically dreams you have at night. And most of that was about, okay, your dreams are trying to have a conversation with you to help you step into the next larger version of who you are. Now what's happened is the tables have been turned a bit, because as we go through this period in time and we look around, we realize that the story we have told ourselves, you know, and pick a topic, race, politics, economics, you name it, the story we have been telling ourselves doesn't work anymore. Doesn't make any sense even to us. So in a funny way, we've turned the table. And what's happening when somebody goes to sleep in dreams now, I'm finding in my practice, is they are coming up with formulations about what they think is possible for themselves in terms of influencing how this is all going to turn out.
For
and
them.
Usually the story is, yeah, for them.
Influencing it for them and for the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think what's happened is we're beginning to understand, and I don't, you know, this is going to sound woo-woo, but we all are connected, you know? I mean,
it's a unified field. It's physics. It's physics. It's not woo-woo.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So given that, I think more and more people are waking up to the idea that, hey, you know what? We're going to have to talk to each other. There's some guys in Australia about 8 or 9 years ago came up with this. They did a study, and they looked at, you know, there's something called confirmation bias, where you have a belief, and I can give you all kinds of information that says your belief's not right, and you reject it.
Right.
And you'll take some half-baked rumor that from a dubious source, and it supports you. You go, okay, those guys are right. Okay. So that was always seen as a failure of reason. And these guys said, there's a lot of failure going on, so we should look at this. Turns out, our rational mind is about making arguments. And there's, I'm not going to go into the whole sociological reason for why they came up with that. But that's what
our rational minds, understand, our rational minds are about making arguments. So if we have a rational culture, there's going to be a lot of arguing.
Yeah, and it's based on I'm right, you're wrong. So why do we do that? Because we want to feel safe. We want to have organization in our lives.
Certainty.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Certainty.
Yeah. But what we are being confronted with right now is a tremendous amount of uncertainty.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, yes, we do need to organize our experience. That's, you know, the ego is not a bad thing. But we need it in the container of, you know what, we got a lot of things to rethink here. We got a lot of things to talk about. We have a lot of ways in which we need to allow ourselves to be open to somebody's opinion who we think we disagree with before we talk to them. You know,
has right wrong thinking run its course?
Well, that's a really good question. I think we're about to find out. I think, you know, let's go back to the question you asked initially. Is like, is my work about dreaming at night and so forth, right? And yes, and I'm very aware in my own experience and that of my clients is that they go through all kinds of different states during the day, most of which they ignore. And my suggestion to them is don't ignore that. Sit in, you know, whatever daydream you just had, understand how it's informing you, you know?
Daydream.
And then maybe, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yes, that's it. There's messages in your daydream like there's messages in your night dream.
Exactly. And basically it all comes out of this thing we call imagination. It's this part of us that's creative, that's expansive, that doesn't feel compelled to make sense out of everything, you know. And that's, I think, another place where people get stuck is like they have a feeling that is uncomfortable. You know, they're in a relationship and it's like there's some stuff that's unsaid and you sit in that and you're not quite sure what it is and you don't want to know. And well, guess what? If you don't get into it, that relationship's not going to last very long. So
yeah,
sitting in the discomfort and the uncertainty is really part of being human. You know?
Yeah. Do you ever hear that quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald who said that holding opinions that you don't necessarily believe or understanding opinions you don't believe is a sign of intelligence. It's like there's this, in physics, there's this concept called superposition. Have you heard of this? Where you're everything.
Yeah, sure.
It's like you're talking about maintaining psychological superposition as long as possible.
Yeah. And it comes and goes. It's not like you want to sit. You can't.
You can't.
We're human beings from the standpoint that we go through a whole range of emotions and thoughts. And if you can embrace that, life gets really interesting, you know.
Or selectively dive into one with consciousness or with intent.
Yeah.
And then maintain superposition. Yeah. There's this thing in biology, in biology there's these cells that live forever. They're immortal cells and they're pluripotent. They can become anything until they do one thing, and that is, they're called stem cells. And stem cells can do anything, but you know when a stem cell becomes mortal and when it stops being able to do anything? Is when it commits to one thing. When it decides to be a liver cell or a skin cell or a heart cell. Isn't that interesting? It's like there's a wisdom built into that. There's pluripotency in by holding yourself in the superposition state as long as possible. But like you say, you got to dive into it. But you want to dive into it carefully or with intent at least. So if we practically speaking, this is great stuff by the way, Will. Practically speaking, somebody's having a bad life, for whatever reason. What are some practical therapy tools using this model, this dreaming model that they could use in a hands-on kind of way?
All right, let me illustrate that by a personal experience. When I was 57 years old, I got fired for the first time in my life from a very senior position in an advertising agency. And that was my last corporate job. And I didn't know that was my last corporate job. Mm-hmm. But I went through a long period of time of what we would, if we go back to Fitzgerald, we would call the dark night of the soul, which he says always occurs at 3 o'clock in the morning. So one of the things about a difficult life is linear time is a problem because you're living that difficult life day after day after day. But what that experience taught me, and it was years before I got up off my knees, was that there are gifts there. There's information. There are activities you can do. So, for example, I read everything I could get my hands on, you know, Neil Donald Walsh to Dickens, and those novels and those books informed me. It kept me going. The other thing I did is I started paying attention to my dreams, and my dreams were very strange to me. My dreams were these optimistic dreams. Mm. And here I am. I can't get a job. You know, I don't have any money. But my dream world kept saying, no, actually, this is a useful period in your life. Now,
wow.
When you say difficult life, it's sort of, I don't know exactly what that means, but in my own
grieving,
experience...
cancer, people dying, you know, more horrible things that can happen in life.
Okay. Well, you know, this is going to sound like Eastern philosophy, but we all die. And the question is, how do we live? And when you are in the process of dying or you're in the process of a very difficult disease, the people who I have worked with in those situations really have an expansion in terms of their understanding of what life is about.
Mm.
Because they're in the process of potentially losing it.
Mm.
And it's very difficult to, in the culture we have, where basically we are all focused on accumulation and exterior positioning and all that kind of stuff that's out there, that's not inside us. It's very difficult to say to someone, look, this is a really valuable part of your life.
Yeah.
Feels awful. You're in pain, but you're also understanding what it means to be alive. And that's beyond any kind of material wealth or possession that you can ever have.
Yeah. When your back's up against the wall, you really appreciate things. It's like that thing in Fight Club. Did you ever see the movie Fight Club where Brad Pitt puts the gun in the back? He puts the gun in the back of the guy's head and threatens to kill him. And then he says, "That guy's the next breakfast that guy has is going to be the best breakfast he ever he's ever enjoyed."
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I love that. It's kind of like that, right? You know, it's like when your back's up. And if we could learn to see all the stuff that's going on in our life that's terrible as an opportunity to wake up, that would be really, really empowering. Thanks so much, Will. I appreciate having you on. WillSharon.com. His book is Dreaming in the 21st Century. Hey, stay on the line, Will. I want to say goodbye to you after the program. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out our websites, BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com for the longevity products, and TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.